This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, the fastest growing religious group of our time is a group of young people who check none or none of the above on religious survey questions. Social scientists therefore refer to them as the nuns. A few years ago, I did some commentaries about the nuns, but wanted to revisit this topic because we now have more survey statistics that illustrate their growth. From the 1930s to the 1990s, a percentage of nuns in America was less than 8%. By 2012, the percentage had grown to 20% and is still increasing. Even more dramatic has been the increase in the percentage of the nuns among millennial generation, especially the group called emerging adults. The Pew Religious Landscape Survey estimated that about 35% of these emerging adults could be identified as nuns. When you add in everyone who does not identify as either Protestant or Catholic, in other words, adding in Islam and Hinduism, the percentage of emerging adults who do not identify as Christian increased to 43% of the population. If this growth continues, we will see over half of American emerging adults will not identify as Christians by 2020. Now, some commentators have suggested that perhaps some of the nuns are actually Christians who simply don't want to identify with a particular religious tradition. If you look at the surveys, it's difficult to justify that suggestion. If you separate the nuns and see if they hold to Orthodox beliefs, and also whether or not they attend church at least once a month, you find that only 1 out of 100 emerging adults could be identified as a practicing Christian. The challenge we face today is how to reach this generation that is quickly becoming post-Christian. These young people embrace a secular view not so much because they're rejecting religion, but because they rarely, if ever, think about religion and Christianity. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
From PureFlix, I'm Not Ashamed. Rachel Scott's life was taken at Columbine High, but her story lives on. Rated PG-13. In theaters October 21st.